Chav Beis Amid Beis at the bottom. Nasi Shemesh Batei Medrashos Kulam Betelim. If a Nasi dies, then all the Batei Medrashos in that place, not just that city, but the entire Klal Yisrael, are bottled. Ubnei HaKnesses Nichnosim Leves HaKnesses. And people who daven in the shul go to the shul on Shabbos. The Korin Shiva, and they lane, but they don't daven V'yotzen, and they go out and they daven privately, according to some Rishonim, in their own houses. They don't daven together B'tzibur, but they lane B'tzibur. And others, however, they go back to the Beis Ovel and daven in the Beis Ovel B'tzibur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Lo sheyelchu v'yitaylu b'shuk, not that they go and take a walk, Ela yoshin v'domin, they sit in their house and are quiet and reflective. Rashi v'korin shiva b'sefer Torah, de'im espal on yach v'sakneses, ela kol echad v'echam espal v'esor. Rashi says that they don't daven together b'tzibur, when the Nasi died, during the shiva, but they daven in their homes alone. And other Rishonim say they go and daven in B'tzibur in the Beis Ovel. The Ein Omrim Shmuel V'Agada Beis Ovel. We don't have a regular learning session in a Beis Ovel. Omru Olova Rabbi Chanan Yibin Gamliel Shoya Omrim Shmuel V'Agada Beis Ovel. However, Rabbi Chanan Yibin did have a regular learning session in the Beis Ovel. And the Rishonim say that if you're allowed to learn Le'ilui Nishmas, the Nifter, but not to have a regular learning session, has nothing to do with the Nifter. Tana Rabbanan, Ovel Shabbos Rishon Le'eni Yotzim Pesel Beiso. And Ovel, the first Shabbos, some Rishonim learn means Shabbos really. The Shabbos itself of the Avelis. And others learn Shabbos means the first week. So it's either the first Shabbos or the first week. He doesn't leave his house at all. Shnia Yotze Ve'eni Yoshim Komo. The second week he leaves, but he doesn't sit in his regular place. Either he changes his place, and our meaning is to change your place four amos farther away from the Aron Kodesh than you normally sit, and that remains for the entire 30 days, or for a parent for the entire 12 months. That's Arminic. Some say he changes his place, meaning there was a special place in Shul where the Avelim would sit, and he sits with the Avelim. Shlishis Yoshev Mekom V'Enam Adaber, the third week he can sit in his regular place, but he doesn't strike up conversations with people. Revius harikuchol adam, the fourth week or the fourth Shabbos, really like everybody else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lahutzruchul omer Shabbos rishon lo yetsim pesel beiso. This brisa doesn't mean the first week, because that goes without saying. He's sitting shiva. Of course, he can't leave his house. Shari kol nichnas lo beiso nachum. Everybody's coming to me nachum avol. And the shnia inu yetsim pesel beiso. The second week, or the second Shabbos, he doesn't leave his house. Shlish is Yotzei Veni Yoshim Komo. The third week, or the third Shabbos, he goes out, but he doesn't sit in his regular place. Revi is Yoshim Komo Veinu Medaber. The fourth week, or fourth Shabbos, he sits in his regular place, but he doesn't strike up a conversation with people. Chamish is Hariko Choladim. The fifth week, or the fifth Shabbos, he goes back to being like everybody else. Rashi lohutzruchu lomer Shabbos v'shona shavade loyotzim pesel beis. Of course, the first week he doesn't leave his house. Tana Rabbanan kol shloshim yom nesuin. The 30 days you're not allowed to get married, nesuin, to consummate the marriage, because it's a simcha. And some Rishonim hold, however, erusin, the first stage of marriage, you're allowed to do. And according to everybody, you're allowed to get engaged, the kind of engagement we have. That's not marriage at all, but prior to the marriage, to make a shidduch, that's okay. Mesa ishto, if his wife died, also lisa isha acheres ad she'avru al shlosha regalim, can't marry another woman until 3 regalim go by. The shaila whether Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot count as 3 regalim, right? Or you need 3 regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The reasons for this are many. One is that he shouldn't forget the Avelis on his wife, and Yontif reminds him that he doesn't have a wife, so 3 Yomim Tovim should go by, they should mourn properly for her. Other one is that until 3 Yomim Tovim go by, he still remembers his wife and is mourning for her. It's not fair to subject another wife to that, to his mourning, and also that he'll be thinking about his wife when he lives with the other woman. Tosus mentions these reasons. Another reason is that since a man's wife dies sometimes because of the Avera of Nedarim, Nedarim has to do with three regalim, so the hint is he should remember maybe he has an Avera of a Neder that he didn't pay, and remember that when the passage of three Yomim Tovim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Regal Rishon V'Sheni Asur Shlishi Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says the first two regalim are awesome, but the third one he's already allowed to get married. If he doesn't have children, he hasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah puravu, he can get married immediately. Some Rishonim learn that means immediately after Shiva, during the Shloshim, and some hold it means immediately after Shloshim, but he doesn't have to wait three regalim. Mishum bitl piravivya. Because in order to mekayim the mitzvah puravu, he's allowed to get married immediately. So again, some say that means in the middle of Shloshim. Some say that means only after Shloshim. But it's talking about where his wife died. He doesn't have to wait the three regalim. He nichalo banim ktanim mutalisa la'altim neparnasasim. If he's left with little children who need a mother to take care, so he's allowed to marry again immediately. Some say immediately after Shloshim, or even during Shloshim, immediately after Shiva. Meisa ishto shel Yosef HaKoin v'omer lachosu v'esakvoros l'chiu parnasiyas b'nei achoseich v'yafal pikein lo bo aleha el lezman meruba. May lezman meruba omer apopo lachar shloshim yom. The wife of Yosef HaKoin died, left him with little children, and in the cemetery, Tosa says lavdavk in the cemetery, because during Shiva for sure he's not allowed to get married to her, but he already married her after Shiva during the Shloshim, but he didn't live with her till after Shloshim. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shloshim Yom LeGiyutz, Echad Kelim Chadoshim VeEchad Kelim Yishonim. The 30 days you're not allowed to press dry clean clothing, new clothing. It doesn't make a difference, new clothing or old clothing. Yotze Mitoch HaMichbash, you're not allowed to press them during Shloshim. Rebbe Yomer Lo Asra LeKelim Chadoshim. Rebbe said it's only new clothing that's Asr. But clothing that's already been washed before, you can press during Shloshim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Lo Asra, L'Kelim, Chadoshim, L'Vonim. Even new clothing is only Asra if it's white. Bilvad. Abaya Nothik, Begarda, Desar, Berlok, Rebbe. Abaya went out with an old belt, or an old a beged that had been washed already during Shloshim, and he pressed it during Shloshim, like Rebbe. Rava went out with a new beged, but that was red, who says it's only osur if it's white, even if it's new. Rashi. First 30 days after when a person is an avel, can't get married. Right, doesn't make a difference if it's new clothing or old clothing. You're not allowed to wash it during Shloshim, press it during Shloshim. Begard the sabra malbush lovin meguetz yoshin. Right, he went out with a white beged that was pressed during Shloshim, but it was old; it wasn't new. Karebi damer lo asra lovin elachodesh. Like Rebbe, who said that they didn't ask for white clothing unless it was new. Bechimutza chaluk rumisa shabami romi krebalaser the amr loaser levanim the zu adumahisa, even though it was new, but it was red. Therefore, he held at krebalaser that it was mutter to press even new clothing as long as it wasn't white.